Hi, my name is Bridget Cutchall. After graduating from college and working for almost 30 years in my career, I've held a lot of different roles and had many experiences. Reflecting on those experiences led me to understand that doing work that matters is rewarding for most people, including myself. So I took the initiative and I came up with three guidelines you should follow if doing work that matters is important to you. The first guideline is do the work on a regular basis. Be consistent. Why is this important? Because it's not easy. Selling is hard work. Writing is hard work. Making a difference of any kind requires hard work. Don't think to yourself, "Oh, I'll wait to do it later, maybe next year, when things will be easier, the economy is better, my personal life will be more stable." That's considered hiding. Don't hide. While you're hiding, contracts are being signed, books are being written, new products are being launched, and speeches are being made. You have to show up regularly. Don't allow any setbacks to stop you. Following a regular schedule will help push through those distractions. Ignore any temptations such as, "I'm just going to go check my email right now," or "check Facebook right now to see what Lisa's up to." If you do that, you're training your brain to develop a bad habit. As someone who has her own business, the struggle is real. My procrastinator self wants to take over on a regular basis. Be there mentally when doing the work. You have to show up. The second guideline is to understand your motivational values. You have to be comfortable and honest with what motivates you to show up. Motivation is what drives you to make decisions, energizes you, and shapes your approach to work each day. You can simply look at it through a different angle. If art or beauty is motivating to you, but you sit at a desk all day doing data entry, then surround your workspace with beauty. Make your journey at work more beautiful. It can be helpful and definitely clarifying to make a list of your values and then prioritize them. Focus on your top five and share it with others. Get their perspective and choices that they've made. I went through a recent exercise and discovered that my current top five motivational values are: 1, engagement, which is being involved emotionally and committed to the work at hand. The second one is impact. I want to have an influence on the work I'm doing. The third one is creativity. That's about making new things, thinking of new ideas. The fourth one is family. It's having an impact on them because they are the why I do what I do. The fifth one is personal growth. It's important to always develop new skills. You got to keep learning. Do you know what your motivational values are? The third guideline is don't be afraid of difficult conversations. If you're frustrated or have tension with others at work or family or friends, that can inhibit what you're working on. It slows you down. Use this opportunity to generate more understanding. Approach it with a positive and constructive point of view. Winning is not the goal here. Having difficult conversations also allows you to undo old habits that get you stuck. This opens the door for more empathy, better communication, and conflict resolution. And if you're avoiding those hard conversations, then you're living with blinders on and you won't be making much progress. Your next great idea could be the result of a difficult conversation. You never know. To sum it up, doing work that matters is not easy. You need to show up regularly. You need to understand your motivational values. You need to be open to difficult conversations. Thank you for listening.